On today's broadcast of Voices from the Garden, Carol and Carrie from the Seed Keeper Company joins us to talk about the Seed Keeper Project for 2017. These ladies are on a mission to educate school children about the benefits of gardening, and particularly growing your own food. Plus, you'll hear about an opportunity that you can nominate a school garden in your neck of the woods. Stay with us. Voices from the Garden starts now.
It's time for Voices from the Garden, a series that celebrates and explores an intrinsic mix of life lessons, faith stories, and glorious gardening adventures, told by those who experience them in their own words, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
Well, Carol and Carrie, I am so excited to hear about the Seed Keeper Project for 2017. But first, I wanted to ask you about how you connect curriculum to the garden, and what are some of the benefits of that?
It's easy to see how a garden can connect to a curriculum at a school, you know, with math and science and those kinds of things. Those are just natural links. You know, we measure things. We do seed spacing. We, you know, we chart the growth of a seedling and those kinds of things. But there are a lot of other aspects of school gardens that are really important that maybe aren't so easy for us to notice. You know, first of all, you know, getting kids outside, there's nothing wrong with that. We know that, right?
Right.
But some kids have different learning styles. And when you get them into the garden and they begin to, you know, as we say, get your willies out, sometimes when you return to the classroom, you are more attentive. We know that schools that have school gardens have better attendance. They have higher test scores. They have better academic performance. And not only that, they're learning a life skill. I think it's, well, we both know this. We both think it's really important for them to know where their food comes and the process of it. I mean, if we can learn procedure and process in life, we can do a lot of things better. And so school gardens are really important for that. And not only that, most of them, and I have yet to find one that hasn't, involve the community. And when we bring people together, when we bring school and community together, it's powerful. It's a really important thing. And especially when in gardens use senior centers and bring people in from senior centers, there's a vast amount of wealth of knowledge from those people. And everybody feels better. Kids learn how to be with older people. Older people get to feel like they, you know, have some experiences that others don't. So it's just good.
We've seen Grandparents' Day at school connecting in the garden and where they're able to share their secrets that they know and hand them down to the kids. And we think that's a really great connection, too.
Yeah. Now, I know you guys have been on several what I call tours where you I think you call it, what, Seed Keeper Palooza, maybe?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I know y'all visited a lot of school gardens and other types of gardens.
Wow. We've visited some pretty amazing places through our Seed Keeper Palooza adventures. And one of the schools that struck us was the Dunbar Garden Project in Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas. I mean, just an immensely amazing place. They had just they were growing every kind of vegetable and herb, and they had flowers and pollinator gardens. They had goats and livestock and chickens. Wow. And it was so wonderful. There were two schools that fed into this wonderful garden. And these kids, when we were there and visited, they came in and they could hardly contain themselves. They had to sit there and listen to the instructor for a few minutes. And they're like, we just want to get in the garden and eat some carrots. You know, they were so thrilled. And they learned the whole process. And another great thing that they learned, too, is the community around, again, supported this and relied on this garden. Older people would come in and volunteer and tend the garden. They'd get eggs from the garden. They had this beautiful area where they were growing hops. You know, they grow like 12 feet up in the air, these beautiful vines. And in the middle of the circle of hops was a desk. It was beautiful. So we loved that garden. That one was really special to us.
Right. And last year we toured Ohio. We had a ball. We just had a wonderful time. And we visited the 2015 winner for the Seed Keeper Project, which was Legend Elementary School in Newark, Ohio. Wow. We spent the day there and we planted beans, a bunch of different varieties of beans with 300 children. And we had a wonderful time. And when we were prepping to go, we did some research on beans and what could we teach kids about beans other than the, you know, the things we all know. And we looked up Jack and the Beanstalk and found out that that story is over 5,000 years old.
Wow.
So this is one another way to connect gardens to curriculum. You know, you can take, you know, you bring in, you know, language arts, English, all of that stuff into the garden by connecting with stories like that. So we're up there and we're talking. We said, did you kids know that that story of Jack and the Beanstalk is over 5,000 years old? And this little first grade boy on the front row, that is epic. That is epic. I love it. And we, I mean, you, the thing that's so cool about it is these kids are so excited and their excitement is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
It is contagious. It is just, we had just a wonderful time. I mean, we started that day before 6 a.m. and it was a heavy duty packed
yes.
day. And you would think that by the end of that, we would have been exhausted, but we could have flown on to our next destination without the use of a car because we were so excited.
It was wonderful. Just a great experience.
Oh my gosh. Really. And the educators and the principal and the administrators at these schools, their support of these programs is just so cool. Just It's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I learned something today. You know, I always, the way my mom told me the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, I thought he lived in our town.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
He lives in everybody's town.
Yeah.
He should.
That's pretty cool. So you guys started this Seed Keeper project a couple of years ago, and it's been off and running where you're helping to support these educational programs. So tell us about this project and how it works. It just kicked off.
Well, yes, we just started our seventh year of the Seed Keeper Project on Monday. Very excited. We've got some wonderful partners now. In the last few years, we've had Mike the Gardener joined us and is donating his Seeds to the Month Club membership to a winning school. He's been with us for the last few years. And Maria Zampini joined us last year with her wonderful book, Gardenpedia. She and Pamela Bennett have written that's got to be a must-have book for anybody's garden. And this year, we're happy to say that Corona Tools is another sponsor, and they're including some of their wonderful little garden snips to give to the winning schools. So we're really excited about this year, and we want to encourage everybody to watch on our Facebook page, the Seed Keeper Company, on Monday. We're going to post the second week of our 10 states. They're in alphabetical order. We are our last state in last week. We left off with Florida. So whatever the next state in alphabetical order is, we'll start up the first 10 states on Monday. And we would love everyone to nominate a school, any K through 12 school with a garden on our Facebook page under the comments of those states. For any of those states that we're listing on Monday, please nominate a school. And at the end of the week, we'll see who's got the most nominations for the schools, and they'll be a winner.
Right. So we've recognized more than 300 school gardens in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. So it's grown. It is just it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And when we say K through 12 school, we mean any public, private, and homeschool. If you're doing a garden, you have the right to nominate your school, and we'd love to hear about it.
I'll tell you, ladies, it sounds like an exciting project. I know I followed along with the fun, even nominated some schools in the past. So I can't
yes.
wait to jump over to Facebook and start following you guys to see who the schools are going to be.
Thank you.
Thanks. And we so love your support, Chris. We really appreciate it.
We do. That garden is a magical place, isn't it, for all of us? We can all meet there, and everybody's happy, and we're all the same, and we're all doing the same thing. That's what I love about the garden.
Yeah, that me too. You know, we all met in the garden.
Yes.
We did, didn't we?
The garden feeds my soul.
Me too.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah, when things aren't going right in the rest of the world, I just go to the garden. Well, ladies, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to come on the show and tell us about this exciting project.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of Voices from the Garden, an exclusive story series celebrating the human experience in the garden exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast. If you have a story to tell, email us at grow@rosechat.info. Voices from the Garden is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.